Welcome to Vegan Hacks. I'm with Mike Keller, and we actually have a guest today. Our guest is a League of Fire World Chili Eating Champion, holding many world records for eating the hottest peppers in the planet, and set the world record for eating 100 Carolina Reaper peppers in under 37 minutes, and can be seen in the Hulu Disney Plus show Super Hot. And he's vegan. Let's give a Vegan Hacks Pod welcome to Mike Jack of Mike Jack Eats Heat.
Thanks for having me.
We're excited. We're very curious.
Awesome.
So let's see now. Where do we start?
At the beginning. We need to hear your villain origin story.
Well, not no, origin villain, story. Hero. He's a hero to
hero,
us all.
Yeah, were you bit by a radioactive chili pepper?
Kind of, I guess. Starting from the beginning, like as a kid, like you know, I wasn't into spicy stuff at all or whatever. My family wasn't into it. I remember my dad saying stuff like, "Oh, like hot sauce, like why do you want to hurt yourself while you're eating?" and stuff like that. Like, you know, they just didn't really get it. And that I got more into spicy stuff when I went to college, and it kind of, you know, like bunch of things in college kind of started out as a dare. So it was more like, you know, what's the matter, Mike? You don't want any hot sauce on your pizza? Like, what's wrong? So, you know, I tried some hot sauce and I liked it. And I always tell people, you know, at the time I thought stuff like Frank's Red Hot and Sriracha Tabasco, I thought those were pretty spicy. I used to go to the movie theater and you get the little cup of jalapenos. I put the jalapenos on my nachos, but I couldn't use the whole cup. It was too much for me at the time. But I like spicy stuff and I just used more and more. And, you know, eventually my plate would be almost more hot sauce than food. So wow. I had to have to search for hotter and hotter sauces. Now, you know, there's lots of different kinds of, you know, craft hot sauces out there that are pretty hot. But at the time I had to search for hotter and hotter ones. And eventually, you know, a coworker told me about Smokin' Ed Curry and Pucker Butt Pepper Company. He's the creator of the Carolina Reaper, the world's hottest pepper at the time. And yeah, I ordered some of his sauce and I started just putting, you know, just a little drop in my food, kind of stir it up. And that was enough to start. But, you know, I kept adding more and more. And eventually I would, you know, use hot sauce made with the world's hottest peppers, like most people use ketchup. So then I guess after that, you know, one of my friends, he was getting into YouTube and he was telling me, hey, you know, you're pretty good with hot sauce. Like there's people on YouTube who are eating like hot peppers and stuff like that. You should give it a try and see how you do. So I had no idea. And I watched some of the videos and I was like, okay, like I'd never eaten like just the actual pepper before. It was all just hot sauce. So first video, I ate a dried Carolina Reaper pepper and yeah. And I did all right. Like it was pretty hot, but, I didn't think it was too bad. I was like, maybe I can eat more. So, you know, I made more videos, on my YouTube channel, Mike Jack Eats Heat. Started, you know, ate like 3, 5, 10, 20. And I was like, okay, like, am I breaking records here? And I'm trying to find out, you know, who ate the most like Carolina Reapers, stuff like that. I found a video where somebody ate, I think it was 24 of them in, an event in Australia. So I set up a charity event just down this street at a pub and I ate 30 Carolina Reaper peppers. Wow. And after that, people were asking me like, is that like a Guinness World Record? And I didn't really know much about Guinness World Records. I looked those up and saw they're all, you know, speed and time, like how many can you eat in a minute or fastest time to eat 3 or 10 or stuff like that. So I looked into that and I had to teach myself how to speed eat. And then I started breaking records.
Was this before you were vegan or did you turn vegan? How what was your vegan journey?
Like I've been, like with, you know, hot sauce and stuff like that. I've been into that for like, 20 years in that. And then I became vegan, just over 7 years ago. And then it's almost 7 years that I started my YouTube channel. So I became vegan just before I got into the kind of competitive, pepper eating scene.
What made you turn vegan?
Well, we were just, you know, we were interested. My wife and I were both interested in, you know, just animal rights and how animals are being treated. And, you know, we like animals and stuff like that. And, you know, like we kind of went in stages, I guess, like a lot of people do. Like we, you know, we looked into like the kind of organic stuff like that. And, you know, we were kind of doing that for a while. And then, I guess what really turned us vegan is, I guess this is what happens to a lot of people. We just started watching some documentaries on Netflix, and we watched three of them, but after watching the first one, I think we were both like, okay, like this is what we got to do. I think it was Forks Over Knives was the first one we watched. And, yeah, I can't remember what the other ones were, but yeah, we watched like
Earthlings.
Three of them. We started watching Earthlings. I've started Earthlings like three times, and I can't get through it. It's like, yeah, it's,
well, you don't have to since you're already vegan.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Awesome.
Is there a relationship between chili eating and veganism?
A little bit. Like, you know, chili peppers are vegan. So I'm lucky there. Right.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of kind of different things with it. Like one thing a lot of people do, you know, to try to fight the heat and stuff like that is, you know, consume like milk or dairy products, stuff like that. But since I'm vegan, I don't do that. So I just kind of just sit with it and just wait till the burning's gone sort of thing. But, you know, and then, you know, in the community, you know, there's a lot of like hot wing competitions or, you know, hot wing stuff like that. And there's not a whole lot of, like vegan hot wing competitions, stuff like that. There's, it's going to be, you know, more and stuff like that, I guess, but, really like not really very many compared to, you know, traditional wings and stuff like that.
Will they make a vegan alternative for you if you're in a competition that is like a hot wing competition?
Sometimes it depends what it is. Like, you know, I've tried to do, you know, there are a few events and stuff like that. They've kind of helped me out and made something vegan friendly or, you know, adjusted things a little bit. Like in the city where I used to live, there was like a taco fest, and at the taco fest, they were able to, you know, make me a vegan tacos for a kind of, speed eating thing that I did there. Also, I had a show on like the local TV, Rogers TV in Canada, where I would go to restaurants and they would make like the world's hottest, whatever their specialty is for me. So some of the restaurants, you know, I chose restaurants, some vegan restaurants and some vegan friendly restaurants. And then there were some like not really too vegan friendly restaurants that wanted to be on the show. And I had to kind of be like, okay, like you have to make something, you know, vegan friendly for me. And a lot of them were accommodating in that way. So yeah, so that's pretty good.
It seems as though a lot of the like quantity based food eating contests, like Nathan's hot dogs, like the famous ones, or there's a burger one, those are mostly not vegan, but I guess yeah. When it comes to, you're specialized more in spiciness, right?
Yeah. I specialize more in spiciness. Yeah. I have an interest in stuff like that, like the other kind of eating competitions. But yeah, I'm not the world champ of like, you know, hot dog eating or yeah. anything like
that. It would be nice if
like
Nathan's
that, you know,
had a vegan division, you know, because sometimes they do serve vegan hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm interested in, yeah, like Major League Eating. That's the organization kind of behind the Nathan's hot dog and, other kind of stuff like that. And yeah, if they ever had a vegan division, I'd totally be down for that. They have some competitions that are vegan friendly. Like they just had a pistachio eating thing, but it's like, I couldn't get in cause I'm not like signed into the Major League Eating sort of another, you know, another league or whatever, I guess, but like the way it's set up now, it wouldn't be worth it for me. Cause there would only be like maybe one competition every couple of years or whatever, but yeah.
What's your training regimen like?
Well, I eat spicy stuff all the time, usually putting hot sauce on things. My wife, she's my coach. She puts me through some drills. Usually it's like three times a week. I'll get some peppers out and eat them as fast as I can. She'll time me and we'll see how I do, stuff like that. I do a lot of like jaw exercises, neck exercises, you know, every other day sort of thing. To try to chomp those chilies as fast as I can, right?
Does your wife, Coach, also eat spicy foods, or does she leave it to you?
She does. Not to the extent where we're, you know, eating hundreds of peppers, stuff like that, but she'll eat like Carolina Reaper hot sauce on her food, stuff like that. We have one Guinness record together, actually. It's for the longest habanero kiss. So we each ate a habanero and put our lips together for 15 minutes. The previous record was just over 3, I think. So we beat it by quite a bit.
That's quite romantic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And you know what's cool too is, your videos are neat, especially your competition videos, because she's by your side, like rooting you on, and you know, you can do it. Try another one, you know. And I saw I was really impressed with you did the Pocky one chip challenge, and you ate 71 of them.
Unwrap them.
Yeah.
So when you're eating these spicy foods, you don't want to touch them. Are you wearing special gloves? So you're in a competition, you're ready to go. Is there a certain thing you do to prepare for this?
Yeah, I guess the number one point for when you're eating spicy food is to eat as much as you can, like before you eat the spicy food, just to dilute it in your stomach. Because the spiciness in your, once you get to a certain level, the spiciness in your mouth isn't really what you're worried about. It's once it gets into your guts. So the more, it's kind of like if you go out drinking and you haven't eaten anything, you know, you get more drunk. It's the same as like if you are eating spicy food and you haven't eaten anything, it's going to hurt your guts a lot more. So basically I just, I eat a lot, just as much as I can. Like I'll eat, usually hash browns in the morning or home fries, depending on where you're from, like a bowl of that, maybe some veganaise in there and maybe an avocado on there. And then just before, I'll eat a bunch of peanut butter and banana sandwiches. It's kind of my go-to. So I'll just kind of, I'll load up, like I'll be almost like bloated before I even start eating them. And some people wonder like how you can fit 100 peppers in your belly after you're already full, but it's just, I don't know, peppers just don't really seem to take up that much space in your guts, I guess. That's like the main thing. I do a lot of stuff to prep myself, mentally as well as physically. It depends on the challenge. Like if it's something that's going to be more of an endurance challenge where I'm, eating like a lot of peppers and stuff like that, or if I'm doing like a competition where I'm going to be eating peppers for, an hour or more sometimes. Right. I listen to it's like a Buddhist, breathing meditation. It's called a smile release. It's like, Thich Nhat Hanh. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but anyway, it's just like a, just like helps me concentrate and helps me just like, be in the moment and, just understand that, the peppers are, they hurt and they're gonna hurt, but they're not actually causing any damage or anything like that. So,
it cannot harm your health.
Nope. Peppers are actually, they're actually pretty healthy for you, high in vitamin C. There's they use a lot of peppers in cancer research, stuff like that. But yeah, it's all just a mind trick. It's like a misconception that, people will be like, oh, like those are going to burn a hole in your guts. You're going to get an ulcer. You're going to burn a hole in your throat or whatever. But peppers don't actually burn you. They just, it's like the chemical in the peppers just makes it feel like it's burning. It's like a defense to the plant. So you don't eat the peppers, right? But
I heard must have been a wives' tale about somebody who ate a really intense pepper and died. Like that's just like a rumor.
Yeah, it's just kind of rumors or whatever. Like there's stuff where people are like, somebody ate a hot pepper and died or something. But I could eat a bunch of grapes and then get hit by a truck, like, you know what I mean? And die. So it's like nothing really from the peppers themselves. Like, I guess like the kind of the worst things that I've heard happening from somebody eating a pepper, to be honest, is like, there was like a, I think it was a spicy burger competition or something like that. And the guy, like, threw up so much after that, you know, the stomach acid and stuff like that, like, wrecked his throat. You know, I kind of know how to, you know, take precautions against that. Like, if I'm going to, you know, throw up, I just make, you know, drink a lot of water, dilute everything that's in there. And, you know, I'm going to make sure there's, you know, my stomach's not empty and it's all just stomach acid or whatever, stuff like that.
You generally do throw up after these big competitions, right?
When it's something like really big, then yeah. If it's like, if I'm eating a hundred peppers, chances are I'm probably going to like throw up after. And it's, don't want to be too gross or whatever, but the more you like, the more you do throw up after, like, the better you're going to feel later. So, I've done some really crazy stuff, you know, eating 100 peppers or whatever, stuff like that. And I've, you know, thrown up after, and then I'm fine. Like, just, you know, a couple hours later, I'm just like a bit tired, right? From just all the, you know, all the stuff that's going on inside your body, stuff like that. But if you keep that stuff in, I've had, you know, just like 15 hours of pain, pretty much.
Oh,
just,
man.
Just laying on the ground, just hurting.
I'm actually kind of, what is the term, a pepper head, or people that eat spicy food?
Chili head.
I've actually pushed the limits, especially at, like, I would go to like Vietnamese restaurants and they would know me and they would make something extra, extra, extra spicy just for me. They had their own chili in the back. And the only time I really suffered once was I felt like my throat was closing up.
Okay.
And that was like, and then I had to like step out, and I was like, you know, and then it was like kind of a situation where I felt a lot of just hard to breathe and, you know, heat. But that, I mean, it was only one time that's ever happened where I felt overwhelmed by the heat. Mike and I actually ate something spicy once, and Mike tapped out. He couldn't take it anymore.
I don't remember it that way. I remember it differently. I remember holding my own. I actually did once have half of one of those one chip Pakis chips, and that was excruciating. So I don't know how you had 140 times more than I did.
Wow. So there's this place in Koreatown called Zamong, and they make a black bean, a Korean dish. It's like a black bean noodle dish, and they have a spicy challenge. And I think we got it medium spicy. Like, it's like on a scale of 1 to 10, I think we got like a 6 or something. And Mike was just carrying on and crying. And obviously the mental acuity is not there. He's not trained enough. He's not a trained professional like you. So you obviously giving Mike some pointers, you know, maybe
eat ahead of time.
And then also, but what about that mental thing where it's really, really spicy and it's affecting your mouth? How do you overcome that?
Meditation.
Yeah, like I always say it's, you know, there's kind of three factors involved in, you know, being a spicy champion, I guess. So it's like tolerance is one. So it's just, you know, like I said, like at one time, like I thought Frank's Red Hot was as, you know, as hot as I could go, stuff like that, you know. Jalapenos and stuff, but you know, I just built up a tolerance over time. The other thing is just mind over matter, just you know, trying to keep calm, don't panic, you know, just know that it's not, you know, it's only temporary, it's not gonna last forever, it's, you know. And then the third thing is just gumption, just, you know, it's hurting, but you just push through it anyway and, you know, get to the other side.
Do you feel as though your nerves, your internal nerve endings, have been permanently changed?
I don't know. I don't think so. I haven't really thought about it. My nerve endings and stuff like that. Like, I still, you know, I still hurt. And when I do crazy stuff, crazy spicy stuff, I still, you know, hurt a lot and stuff like that. But, I think maybe, you know, maybe I've gotten a bit of a tolerance to pain, I guess, just over time from doing a lot of stuff.
Your doctor doesn't have any concerns about your profession?
No, my doctor knows all about it. He's got a signed Guinness World Records book in his lobby for the kids to read, stuff like that. And yeah, he knows, like, there's lots of, you know, all the actual studies and everything out there about, you know, spicy stuff and everything like that. Like it's, you know, relatively harmless, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people who don't really understand, or, you know, they have this, there's just this misconception. Everybody thinks it's actually burning you. Like, it's actually, you know,
eating away at your lining. Yeah. That's how,
until
today I thought that could be true, but I guess not.
No, it's like, there's lots of studies, and, you know, you can go watch videos where they, you know, cite studies and stuff like that, saying it's, you know, it's relatively safe. Like, you know, people think it's dangerous, but I'm like, you know, like, I consider the chili eating a sport. And I think there's a lot of sports that are a lot more dangerous than eating peppers. You know, I'm like boxing, your people are just punching each other in the face until they pass out. You know what I mean? I'm just like, that's a sport, and nobody questions that. That's been around for, I don't know how long, like hundreds of years or whatever. But it's like pepper eating, it's like kind of a new thing. So people think that's super dangerous. At the same time, too, I wouldn't recommend somebody who's never eaten anything spicy go and eat 100 peppers. Just like, I wouldn't, you know, that might be a little dangerous. Just like it might be dangerous. It might be dangerous if I go and, like, you know, I've never skied before, but I'm going to go down like the craziest hill and off the, you know, a messed up jump or something, like, I'll probably hurt myself really bad. So, you know, you just work your way up to it.
Okay. So when I'm watching your videos on your YouTube channel, Mike Jack Eats Heat.
Yeah.
you're in this experience where you're actually suffering. There are just signs that you're suffering. You can see you're sweating, you're swaying around, and I have two elements of this question to suffering. Do you feel that your audience enjoys watching you suffer?
I think so. I think that's part of the fun with the peppers, right? Seeing people get hurt in a relatively safe way, you know? It's like you know, like, there's the whole Simpsons joke with, you know, America's Funniest Videos, you know, the football in the groin. Like, everybody laughs when somebody gets hit with a football in the groin. Like, it's funny seeing people get hurt sometimes. So, I think people enjoy seeing that. And yeah, I think it's part of the spicy culture, just, you know, seeing people sweat, seeing people hurt. It's, I don't know, there's something in human nature that just finds humor in that.
It's like watching boxing and seeing people get punched in the face.
Yeah, exactly, right? Or yeah, like UFC and stuff. Like, those people are, I think sometimes those people are hurting a lot more than I'm hurting, so, you know.
And the other question about suffering is, when was that time? Like, that one time, was there one moment or where you felt like, this is the worst experience, like, this is torture, this is the worst experience.
What am I doing with my life?
So was there a moment, like, when you were eating, like, I don't know, chili 80, Carolina Reaper 83, or what, you know, was there a moment, or has there been moments like that, where the most excruciating pain you've ever experienced eating?
Yeah, I've had lots of different moments, lots of times when I've said, you know, this is it. This is the last time I'm doing something like this. But, like, there's a saying in sports that I always go back to. It's like, you know, pain is temporary, but the memories last forever. So it's like, you know, I'll be, you know, I've done stuff where I'm like, you know, hurting a lot after, and I'm just like, you know, especially in the early days, and I'm just like, okay, like, this is the last thing I'm not doing any more spicy stuff. And then, you know, I watched the video that I did, and I'm like, oh, I accomplished something that, you know, I was, you know, trying to accomplish, and feel good about myself in that way. And, you know, you get people watching it and liking it and commenting, and then it's like, oh, like, I'm ready for the next one now. You know what I mean? So,
And it seems like you're. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
It seems like your coach is very Your coach is very helpful. You know, like I saw that one of the videos, and it looked like you were like teetering, and she cheered you on and got a second wind.
Yeah, she helps out a lot. It's the Peppers. They mess with your mind a lot, and it's good to have somebody who's clear-headed beside you who can like keep you focused and just keep you going. And that's what my wife Jamie does for me. Cause you get like a high from eating like the spicy stuff. Like some people compare it to like a runner's high, which makes sense. Like I used to do a lot of distance running and stuff like that, but it's just like the chemicals being released in your body to try to help fight against the pain and stuff like that. It gives you like a buzz, and it makes it hard to think, hard to concentrate. And then also just like, when you're eating the peppers and, it's hurting, it's like, your inner voice is just like telling you like, this hurts, like you should stop. And it's good to, if you want to push through it, to have somebody not inside your head, like, helping you get through it.
So I'm kind of a foodie, and, I do a lot of stuff on social media that is connected with food, and I am kind of obsessed with chilies. But I also noticed that there is definitely a variation. So like, let's say I go to a Trader Joe's and get jalapenos. They're going to be totally different than the jalapenos I get at H Mart. The ones at H Mart are going to be way spicier. And I was wondering, is there variation to, let's say, Carolina Reapers? And maybe you can discuss a little bit about the chilies that you eat. And which ones are your favorite, and about that variation?
Yeah, for sure. Like it all, the peppers are going to vary in heat depending on different things, like where they're grown, who grows them, what they use to grow them, stuff like that. I don't really know a whole lot about the process, but I've had peppers from different people in different places, and the same varieties, but they're different levels of heat. And you can kind of tell with the how hot they're going to be if you kind of cut them open and look inside, because the hot part of the pepper, it's like it's called the pith, or sometimes it's called the placenta. It's like the white part inside the pepper. Like even if you cut open a bell pepper, you see that. It's not obviously not hot in a bell pepper, but and like kind of the more pith and the more oil there is on the pith, the like hotter the pepper is going to be. So, I've had, peppers just, kind of backyard peppers grown by, local people, whatever. And, you eat them, and, for the average person, they're hot. Like they're still hot for me if they're, Carolina Reapers or scorpion peppers or whatever. But then it's a whole different level when, I went to a competition that was run by Smoke and Ed Curry, like the creator of the Carolina Reaper. And every pepper I picked up, like, I was like, there's weight to this pepper. Like it is heavy, like it's heavy, like it's heavier than it should be from what I'm used to. And then you bite into it, and it's just like oil and juice, and just the whole, the whole inside of it is just white pith, right? Like when you look at a bell pepper, it's usually just a bit of, pith at the top, but some people, I don't know how they do it, but they know how to, they grow the pepper. So the whole thing is just like white and oil, and it's pretty crazy.
So they're doing some major gardening, or they're doing some major work with their plants to get them to be
selective breeding.
Yeah. That's wild. Okay. So, and per like your favorite chilies, like I would say, like if someone like said, what's your favorite chili? I would go, I like the flavor, like a habanero. I actually prefer like Thai chili. And I feel like those are very concentrated too, and they can really add a lot of flavor. These Carolina Reaper, they're not really adding flavor. They're just very impactful. Like if you put Carolina Reaper in anything, it'll taste like Carolina Reaper. So when it comes to seasoning, what are your favorite chilies?
So I think like, when it comes to like the super hot peppers, like Carolina Reapers and stuff like that, I find like you can taste their flavor more, like the more you're tolerance grows. Like for somebody who's not used to it, if you, you know, take a bite out of one, like all you're tasting is like heat, like you're not really, you can't really taste the flavor of it, sort of thing. Carolina Reapers, like I, you know, the flavor to them, like, to me, it isn't really like the best, but it's, you know, I eat them or eat hot sauces with them because it's hot and it adds that, to the food. If I'm eating just regular peppers, like I kind of prefer, like I like kind of green, like milder peppers for flavor, like jalapenos or like serrano, stuff like that. There's also like peach varieties of peppers. They're kind of, they're kind of like peachy in color. There's like, you know, and these mad scientists who like grow like the peppers, they know how to, what do you call it? Like cross pollinate them or whatever. So you can make like a peach reaper or a peach ghost pepper or stuff like that. And they do have like a peachy flavor to them. Like it's a peachy color and a peachy flavor. And I enjoy that as well. But yeah, there's a lot of different hot sauces. You know, I usually use hot sauce more than I eat just like, you know, raw peppers when I'm, you know, hanging around at home, not doing a competition. And sauce makers know how to, you know, you can make it super hot with like some of the crazy hot peppers, but then also like, you know, use spices and use, you know, different things, like use like fruit and stuff in your hot sauce to give it like a better flavor. So that's kind of what I like. I usually just stick with hot sauces when I'm at home.
Do you now reject bland food?
I guess if something's bland, I usually just add some hot sauce to it, I guess. But
I actually just tried the plant-based Kraft mac and cheese. Speaking of bland food, and it needed something, you know. I remember
needed some habanero.
I haven't had the Kraft macaroni here yet. I don't have it in Canada yet, but the box macaroni in Canada is like really huge. Like we just call it Kraft dinner. I don't know if you've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to be KD. That's the kind of the slogan in Canada. So it's a huge thing. Like you know, Canadians love that stuff. I can't wait till they have the vegan stuff here. But we got like I think you guys have it too, the like Annie's like macaroni. There's mm-hmm. like a vegan one of that it's one of my favorite things to put hot sauce on.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's cool that Kraft is actually making a plant-based one. It's actually pretty rare because, you know, when I just posted it this morning and everybody's like, where'd you get it? You know, like, where'd you find it? Oh, you have a guest here, I see.
I do. That's one of my kitties, Willow.
Cool.
Now, are your cats pepperheads as well?
Sometimes I think they try to be, but we try to keep that stuff away from them. So we don't really, we don't really want them to get into that, but sometimes they're really interested in like smelling the outsides of the bottles and the packages and stuff. And we try to
curious cats.
They're curious for sure. But, one time, for kind of weird, but for some reason they're interested in like some vegetables and stuff like that, like beans. Like we'll have bean, like, you know, just like raw beans. They just go and like they like, I guess they maybe they just like the texture of biting them or whatever. They don't really eat them, but they you know, eat them, like chew on them and stuff like that. And
it's like
then,
how cats eat paper.
There've been a couple times where they've like grabbed like a chili, like a Thai chili or like a green like kind of finger hot chili, and we're just like, no, like, what are you doing? Don't chew on that. So we've gotten them away from them, but yeah, I don't know. They're interested for sure.
Okay, so you're part of this chili subculture, and you've become. And is this culture growing now? You're also in this TV series, Super Hot.
Yeah.
So are you noticing there being more of a groundswell when you go to events? Are you noticing more internet action? Will this obviously it's part of culture, but do you see growth in your world?
Oh yeah, I've seen growth in it for sure. Like especially like from since I started and stuff like that. You know, like there's the show Hot Ones. It's like one of the biggest shows on YouTube right now, right? It's, you know, it's been growing and it's been bringing a lot of exposure to a lot of craft hot sauce makers, stuff like that. And yeah, there's, you know, on TikTok, there's kids on TikTok who have like, you know, millions of followers, and all they do is eat like, you know, stuff I think is pretty mild, but is like pretty spicy to some people, I guess.
Maybe they just sell the performance.
Yeah, maybe that's it, right? Like, there's a lot of you know Takis, those yeah. chips on TikTok, and you know they stuff them inside jalapenos and put some hot sauce on it, and then that's like their crazy challenge sort of thing. But yeah, it's growing, you know, with the show Hot Ones. Like, you know, there's some what was that other show? There's the show about the movie about the spicy Cheetos that came out recently.
Oh, stuff I think like it was that. Flamin' Hot or
Flamin' Hot. Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. So there's, you know, there's lots of stuff coming out all the time. You know, when I started like eating like hot peppers and stuff on YouTube, like there, like I don't think there was any like competitions or stuff like that. But then started seeing like competition videos coming out of like the UK. People, you know, seeing how far you can go and outlast other people in the competitions. And now it's like a worldwide thing. Like there's it's called League of Fire. They've, you know, created regional belts. So there's, you know, like an American champion. There's like a European champion. There's like a Oceanic champion. And then, those people compete, to be the world champion. And when you're world Ooh. Champion, you get this belt. It's behind me right here. It's nice. The world belt of chili pepper eating. So yeah, like, you know, when I started eating peppers, I was just like, I don't know, like, it looks like, you know, I was, I guess I'm still a bit competitive, but I was kind of overly competitive then, trying to, you know, outdo everybody and, stuff like that. But, you know, I never thought that it would get to, you know, I'm traveling around the world, like doing competitions and breaking records and stuff like that. I won that belt in New Zealand, wow. Last year. And then, I also went to Prague to defend the belt against the European champ and kept it there too. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride. I got to go to, you know, Guinness World Records headquarters in the UK. I got to go on the Guinness, TV show last year, like the Italian TV show in Milan. So, yeah, I never thought that it would get to this.
So cool.
So what are your socials and your YouTube channel?
So it's all Mike Jack Eats Eat. So Mike Jack Eats Eat on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, TikTok. Yeah, check it out. Lots of cool stuff. Eating peppers, showing off some hot sauces, stuff I like to put hot sauces on. I consider myself a foodie, so lots of you know, vegan comfort food, stuff like that. So yeah, check it out.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. It was quite a pleasure learning about your world.
It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.